Take a deep breath. Relax. Take another deep breath. Relax even more. Breathe slower, slowing your breath. Feeling it, feeling your entire body, every cell of your body. Seeing it, imagining it, realizing it in your body. Breathe. Feel your heart expanding. Feel yourself within that heart, and that heart feeling yourself as one. Breathing through your heart, your love, your preciousness, your compassion, your beauty, your harmony, your balance, all those noble attributes breathing through your heart into your entire body and through your field. Feel the field of those around you because you are sitting in their fields. Feel the connectedness of this entire group together from this morning throughout this day and for the days to come as one coherent field. How much more of that field and this energy that you are feeling and experiencing you can expand into your life, supporting each other, seeing the synchronicities coming through to solve the situations that you have in your life, realizing them in your life, bring them closer to you now. Because in meetings like this, do not repeat themselves. So be fully present right now with everything you have and you can feel. Be fully present in the now. Be everything you can be. Be the compassion, be the love, be the peace, be the gratitude, be the wisdom, be the joy and the happiness and the future that you want for yourself and for those around you. Be that. In every energetic frequency vibration that you can imagine, open and allow for it more. You are in sacred land and you know that. There are many lands on the earth, but this is different and you feel it. You feel it through your soul and through your divinity. Things shift in this land. You are not the same as you were sitting in the morning, and you will not be the same as you go to bed tonight. And your shift will continue throughout these days. And when you go back home, and how will that affect your life there, your relationships, your family, your co-workers, the people you meet when you go to the grocery store or to the post office, and everywhere else you touch, without a word, just with a feeling of the change that you are experiencing inside, you change others by the way you look at them, or think about them, or feel for them, without a word. The tools that you are receiving and learning here are not necessarily something physical. They are all in energy. So you are observing them and you are absorbing them, and then you are taking them with you, and you are shifting from within and from without. And there is truly no limit, so why not just sit in this and bathe in all these energies and allow to open even more. Be even more. This afternoon is a sweet time of honoring. It was honoring for the presenters, for Lee Carroll, for Greg Braden, for Marilyn, for Joy, for Pragit, for Robert. But what about you sitting here? You are so honored, you know, by Spirit. And Spirit wants you to honor yourself and your gifts and your wisdom and what you have to give in the world. To be more courageous and trusting in your abilities, because you are an old soul. And your wisdom is available for thousands of years of incarnations. Just sitting quietly, just like this, when you get back home and everything can come forth in an intuitive, beautiful way designed especially for you to bring you what you need in your life right now, and trusting that all is well. And you are always taken care of. Breathe. And know that you are never alone, even in your challenging or difficult hours. There is always an entourage around you, holding you, loving you, never leaving you alone. As Kryon will always say, even if you go into your closet, they are there with you. You are greatly honored and greatly loved. And let us hear from the wisdom, love, new information, new energy, new beingness, new way of living. From Pragit and Kryon, Alcazar.
Beloved ones, we greet thee. Tis Alcazar. And we invite you to allow your body, your mind, to relax a little more. Change is happening. The question for each one of you is, how do you live in a changing world? How do you live in a changing energetic within yourself? How do you allow these changes that are wanting to come forth in your life? How do you allow them to happen with ease and grace? What do you do? Let us say this. Your perception is everything. How you perceive what is happening around you and within you. How you judge what is happening? Or do you simply observe? The conditioning from your societies, your parents, the religions, and so on, have been imprinted in you for most of your life. These imprints create reactions to what is occurring around. So when we say your perception is everything, how do you view moment to moment what is occurring? Do you react, which is simply replaying a program that was forced upon you in your early years? Or do you start to decide, I am going to respond. I am going to make more conscious decisions as I move through my day. Change is happening. As you are aware, in your 2012, there was a major shift that millions around the world were expecting, building up to. And then afterwards, many were disappointed. They said nothing happened. What happened was primarily energetic, a change in the level of consciousness in the morphic field of humanity, that energetic field that connects all of humanity, unseen, unsensed by most. That change is beginning to accelerate. It has been over these years since then. But now, the acceleration itself is accelerating. Change is going to be happening faster and faster. On the outside world, in your countries, it looks like chaos. It looks like systems breaking down. And this is beautiful, even though it causes concern for many. Understand these old systems need to break down in order to be rebuilt with a more beautiful energetic behind. But it is the same for you individually also. If you try and hold on to the old ways of being, your internal systems will break down. Life will become more difficult, more challenging, until you start to accept that there is a beingness within you. There is a consciousness far beyond what you have been living, that is waiting for you to allow it to express itself through you. You are far more than you know. As you decide to change your perceptions, to change your judgments, then more and more of this super consciousness that is the real you begins to express through you. And then magic happens. Magic is simply something that occurs that your mind does not yet understand how it occurs. We say magic is the everyday operation of existence. As you start to flow with your energy, as you start to bring more consciousness into the little decisions in your life, into the way that you move through your life, then more and more magic happens. Your vibration gently elevates. And as your vibration rises, more and more awareness, more and more magic happening. You start to discover parts of yourself that you did not even realize were there. Beloveds, it is time. Ride this energy of change. Know that it is happening. Know that this energy of change can support you in your life with your intention to allow change to move gracefully, which means do not resist it. Invite it to come into your life in most beautiful ways. Do not try and define how you are going to be in specifics. Start to love self enough to trust that which comes to you through your intuition. For your intuition is your superconsciousness wishing to guide you. It's spirit coming through you to guide you on your individual path. And that guidance is available at any moment, at every moment, if you can be relaxed enough to sense it, to feel it, to hear it. Allow your intuition to be more important in your life. So we would suggest that you disconnect somewhat from what is happening in your politics around the world, what you are reading in your newspapers or seeing on your television. Don't take these things seriously anymore. Do not allow self to become involved in a way that you start reacting, being angry at this politician and only wanting the other. Separate yourself. Do not become so involved in the outer. Bring your focus more to what is happening internally. Bring your focus more to allowing your intuition. Because the more space you create from the outside, more separation from the outside, more experiencing internally is possible. There is so much available to you from the unseen realms, from your guides, whether you are aware of them or not. Again, the intuition is the key. Loving self is the key to receiving more and more of your intuition. Feel yourself, feel your energy right now. Just notice the subtle vibrations that are occurring. For as we speak, there is an energy that we are sharing with you. As we speak, these sounds are amplifying. These sounds are in perfect harmony with the energies that are being shared with you right now. Can you relax into the sounds? Can you feel the subtle vibrations of the energies that are being brought to you right now? Just notice the vibration within your own energy field. You have heard it quite often, we are sure. You are loved. You are dearly loved and honored for the path that you are on. You are a gift to the rest of humanity. Your intention to change, your commitment, which you are showing by gathering like this, you are agents of change, allowing self to change, and by your very presence, radiating your energy to those around you, supporting them wordlessly. Can you imagine this scenario where you are walking along the street in your joy, in your love, in your radiance, just being yourself? And walking the other way is somebody who is depressed or in pain, feeling hopeless, helpless. And as you walk past them, for a few moments, for a microsecond even, they are walking through your energy field. They are touched by your radiance just for a moment. But in that moment, their energy is changed. In that moment, you have perhaps shifted their perception from desperation to hope. You have given them a taste of something special. Beloveds, you are changing your world just by being, just by allowing yourself to become more conscious of your actions, having the intention to become more aware, more loving of self, more allowing of your intuition. Beloved ones, it is time. Time to ride the wave of this acceleration of consciousness. It is time to know your true self. We love you and we bless you. We honor each and every one of you. And we will talk to you again very soon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It is the second channel in the Yucatan Peninsula, the node. We continue to honor the land that is here, the knowledge that is here, the codexes of knowledge that are presented in the structures. This is the celebration of 30 years from the time I sat in the chair with my partner until this day. And in that, we wish to review some of the items that I started with, that I gave you originally, all those years ago. And tonight, we speak of just two. In the very small white book that was written in 1993, is information which has now come forth and is germane to our times. And so many of you don't know it because that book, although it is still in print and still popular, is not necessarily the one you've read. But I'll present these to you now, and you'll see how they relate to even the teaching of the day. I started the book by my introduction to who I was and the term Magnetic Master. People will ask, well, what does Kryon have to do with magnetics? What is it that is so special with a scientific attribute? Start looking at what I gave you back then. Number one, I told you that there would be no Armageddon, despite the fact that you were in the middle of the Cold War. And within 2 years, the Soviet Union had fallen over. It was in the field, dear ones. It was happening even as I was speaking. Even as the book was being written, it was happening. There was no fortune telling there. For it was in the coherence that was among the things happening in the world. 89 was the year of the demise of the Berlin Wall. It wasn't long after that that you knew that this planet was headed for a future that had no predictions. The ones in Scripture, it was about Armageddon. Ones from Nostradamus about Armageddon. Even the ones, some of which were from Casey, painted a doom picture, which did not happen. I gave you the information, and it was controversial. And many did not believe it until you saw the things start to happen and occur, and the year 2000 came and went. Creeping toward that magic precession of the equinoxes, the 36-year window around the end of 2012. That was the first thing I told you, so that you would not worry, even though it went against all the prophecy that had been given to you at that date by those who called themselves spiritual and we're in touch. Even today, the profundity of that is you are sitting in a culture, in a civilization, in a humanity without predictions. There were no predictions past this point except from the indigenous. Did you know that there are other Mayan calendars? They have calendars in calendar language on the shelf, ready to go if you had passed 2012, and you did. This is what they do. Cycles. And the second thing I wanted to tell you was about a cycle. And now I reveal something that only several times I have spoken of before. I'll do it more concisely this time. The scientist Greg has revealed something that is now understood. Consciousness, that elusive thing that only now is being studied and understood as a piece or a part of energy, consciousness is somehow related to the magnetic field of the planet. Somehow. Today you learned that when the magnetic field is in a cycle that is low, as measured in microteslas, when it is low, that these are the times when war often starts and stops, the beginning and the end of cycles on the planet that are tied to something as profound as war and peace are related to the cycles of the magnetic grid. That information alone should start multiple studies of how there is any kind of a relationship between that energy of human consciousness, that which is magnetic on the planet, the grid that protects you, the one that interfaces with the heliosphere, another magnetic field that is even stronger from the sun. Why is it related? What is there? What can you learn? What does it mean? First of all, it's cyclical. But that's not all. If you read the book, you will see that it is about the movement of the magnetic grid in another way. Not in its intensity, but its... call it orientation to the earth. In other words, where is true magnetic north? And what difference does it make? We told you in that book that the magnetic grid of this planet would move and you could see it with a compass. Later in channelings, we said that it would move more in 10 years than it had in 100. And since this is well documented and measurable, these are not esoteric things. Magnetics was on the move. If your consciousness is related to the magnetic field of the earth, that was going to affect you. It did. Dear ones, those things occurred, and you can go back and see what I would call that brief march of a fast-moving magnetic grid where true north kept moving and moving and moving, and you could measure it. So profound was it that your technology had to change. You might recognize that when you landed here, you landed on a runway which had a number. That number just happens to be the compass heading in one direction. For all pilots to know on all of their maps worldwide. And if true north moved greatly past a degree and a half or even two, that number, according to the rules worldwide, would have to be repainted on that runway. Why don't you ask them when it was? Because it was all around this world. For the exceptions of certain ones in the very north and the south were repainted because the magnetics changed greatly Some said it was changing so fast you were headed for a magnetic pole reversal. You weren't. And then we gave you the reasons why. Even this day it was brought up, who else might have been affected by a magnetic change? Whether it gets higher or lower intensity or whether it moves direction, who is affected? And the answer is everyone. Everyone, everything. Plants, insects, animals, and oh, by the way, anything that has migration. Now in this day and age, the scientists understand, the birds, the whales, anyone who migrates, anything that migrates, any animal, has a built-in compass. A little magnetite in the brain goes a long way to understanding what the directions are. Let me ask you who are listening to this now, just as proof. Do you remember a time when the whales beached themselves on a regular basis? The answer is, yeah, you do. You also remember that stopped as well. This was a readjustment of the animals that depended upon knowing where magnetic north was in order to migrate. And when this channeling occurred, it was before then. And then it happened and you could see it and you could track it. That the magnetic grid was moving, and even though whales knew it, they didn't understand. Well, they always went before where there was clear water. Suddenly there was an isthmus or a peninsula in the way, and they would ground and beach themselves. Slowly, through generations, they learned to go around. But that in itself should show you something was going on, and the earth, all of it, knew it. But why? I made a very esoteric announcement that I was here to help move that grid until 2002, when I said that it would stop moving in that intensity, and it did. I actually said I had a grid group. Why? Oh, dear ones, the why is the celebration, not the 30 years. The why is the celebration. And it's germane to what is happening right now in this 2019 date. The why. Why would magnetics move? And the answer is because it was in preparation for a higher consciousness to come to this planet. Already you knew the magnetics was related to consciousness. Now, if you move in a certain way, it gives the ability for a higher consciousness to develop, fulfilling the prophecy of the Maya, that past 2012, humanity might very well see the highest consciousness it had ever had. And you're there. You're sitting on the very land where those prophecies were given. And I am here to move the magnetic grid. The magnetic master is now explained to you. Oh, but there's more. There's always more. 2020 is coming. It's a year I told you last week that would be difficult because it would expose duality. The dark and light would start to show itself more than ever before. It would be difficult because inappropriate things would start to show. Almost like the dirt would start coming out of the cracks, and some would be afraid, but others would realize that it had always been there. And you would see it in your politics more even than you see it now. You would see it worldwide in many countries who may very well lose their leaders yet again because of inappropriate actions that they used to do in the dark that they cannot do today. We told you that corporations would start showing inappropriate things, big ones, huge awards being given that may very well topple some inappropriate Pharma. That is in store for 2020. It's about revelation, and at the same time you learn today that it is a cycle ending and beginning. And it was the teacher Greg who said, it doesn't mean that there's going to be another war. Instead, what it means that you have the opportunity to come to this decision with a higher consciousness to make things different, and maybe, maybe, just maybe, the end of war. I said it before. Humans on the planet do not want to suffer or go through the horror of something called human nature. And now for the payoff, the big statement. Human nature, dear ones, is not static. You were told that it was only because that's all you've seen a certain way. The new alignment of the grid allows for higher consciousness, and that changes human nature. Human nature, that is a new human, does not automatically go to war. Did you hear that? That's the difference. And that's why I'm here. Right on time for the science that starts to see the correlations between what has happened on this planet and what happens in consciousness. The dirt of the earth and all that is there in the knowledge starts to be imbued into the consciousness of the grids and humanity. And they start to think differently. Just two of the things I brought to you all those years ago are here in your face right now. That is the celebration. And so it is.